Check 1 2 1 2, bitch. What up, what up, what up, what up, what the fuck is up, people?
What up?
This is episode 286.
286.
Right? Of the most consistent podcast in the area.
Give me a hell yeah.
Since this is your boy Busby.
And over is your boy JC No Honey.
And as you can see, we are on the YouTube.
Right. And I've been waiting.
Yes, we are
asking. Y'all been asking for it. Y'all been begging me to do it, begging us to do it. We're finally here. You see my black ass. You see his light skin ass. Brown ass. Are you on the right? Are you on the right?
It
or
don't
the
matter.
Left?
They just yeah, see. My left. They see it. You see it.
Whatever. They see us. See us. You can see my black ass. But anyway, now that you're here, how the fuck have you been? How's your holidays? Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's not like we said it. We didn't say it, but yeah, happy. I saw you on the holidays. Happy holidays. Yeah. No, my holidays was great. Obviously, there was a big announcement that got pushed out over the holidays. I'm going to be a pappy.
Oh. I'm going to be a pappy.
It's going to be a little illogical one.
A little illogical one. Illogical. Emphasis on the ill, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like all my friends have advised, get as much sleep as I can possibly get, which I am doing. Britt is doing amazing. So far, all vitals show healthy, so that's all I care about. And yeah, due date is in May.
Congratulations, young brother. Congratulations.
It,
you've been wanting
you.
To be a dad for
appreciate
a long time. As long as I've known your black ass, you've always wanted to be a dad. So I am proud of you. Happy for you. Shout out to the club.
Press that it is. But yeah, no, in terms of that. Huh?
No, go on.
Oh, no. Okay, so yeah, now in terms of holiday season, though, like, it was everything I expected. Low vibration plates. What else? We did the matching outfits. You had a few family kerfuffles, if you will. Great times. Really good times. Well, no complaints.
Well, I went to Atlanta. I went to Atlanta and saw my aunt and my cousin and all that.
Give me a hell, yeah!
Yeah, it didn't feel like hell. Hell done froze over there in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Shit, bro. It was like 9 degrees over there in that bitch, bro. But it was like a wind chill of like 15 degrees. Like, I was cold. Well, I wasn't cold. I was in the heater in like the Airbnb and shit like that. So I was just in there just chilling, and I did absolutely nothing. And I felt great doing that shit.
You was like Michael Irvin.
Yeah. When we were the cold, it was cold.
Thank you for that astute analysis, Michael Irvin.
Yeah, I know. Like, he just tweeted that shit while he was sweating off the cover.
Oh yeah, easy. It was all pure.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing dyed.
Yeah. You feel me? So, but yeah, I left the cold, and I came back over here, and now it's just Noah's Ark type of weather over here in this bitch right now in the Bay Area.
Yeah, that it is. It's ridiculous. I done seen trees collapse. I done seen what else has been going on here. Freeways discombobulate. We saw Valero, the gas station, the top tipped over. We saw that.
Yeah, I saw that shit. Yeah, it's just been storming on this bit. They said San Francisco got over 6 months worth of rain. And I was like, well, you better appreciate that shit, because when the summer comes, it's about to be hot.
Absolutely.
Shit, man. But anyway, we say all that just to say, you know, welcome back, everybody. And we got
absolutely
shit to talk about, like we always
do. Like 2023 always is, 2023 is underway. I'm projecting many, many great things. Round of applause for everybody that made it. And with that being said, what's the first topic?
Well, playoffs. Playoffs? I love when Jim Morris said that shit. He said that shit with so much fucking disgust. It's just like, what the fuck you asked me about this shit? Playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah, he really did.
Yeah, like, you before we got to the playoffs. I mean, yeah, because he was like, why the hell you asked me about this shit? We're fucking losing right now. So, you think you could get adjusted? You don't think you can get some adjustment for the playoffs? Playoffs? This thing serious? Playoffs? I was trying to win a game! Nah, but seriously, well, first off, God is good. Prayers up to, fuck, keep forgetting his damn name.
Oh my Dylan God Bills. Oh my God,
shut up, nigga.
You forgetting you on camera now. So you leaned all up in the camera, you keep yelling into the camera, like you keep doing all that stuff you can't be getting away with now.
I'm still used to this, okay? I'm trying to get used to this.
Okay, okay. Damar Hamlin.
Damar Hamlin, there you go. Yeah, man, I'm so glad I didn't watch the game because it was only like, it wasn't even a full quarter. It was like 8 minutes left in the first quarter. And, oh boy, literally had a heart attack on the field.
Yeah, nah, for real. That's not even hyperbole. That's no, we're just talking out of our ass. Like, he legitimately got hit. And the point where he got hit in his chest with the heartbeat is actually what caused the cardiac arrest. Like Higgins had went into him probably a tenth of a second earlier or later, he would have gotten right up. He would have been fine. But it was the contact of the timing of the, I guess, I don't know if it was the downbeat or the upbeat. Either way, when it hit, that's what took him down.
That's nuts. When you watch it, it's literally like it was literally like a regular ass tackle. Like a regular tackle, and he just got up, readjusted his helmet, and just passed the fuck out. Just literally collapsed. And I was like, whoa. Like, I think the Tua shit, like, shook me. That one shook me when Tua put up the gang signs and shit like that. That shit shook me. But that shit, that literally gave me chills. Because it was just like, he just dropped just like that. Reminded me of that scene from The Sixth Man. Remember that shit? Literally reminded me of that shit. Yeah, that shit spooked me.
It goes back to what we were saying. I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but we definitely had said it at some point. The only way the NFL is going to stop if somebody dies. And even then, you probably have to pick the right one because they probably still going to be like, all right, just move the body off to the sideline. Let's keep going. And in essence, I guess that's what they tried to do until salute to both head coaches. They both stepped in and said, we're not sending our guys back out to war. We're not doing this. And they got the hell up out of Dodge.
They were crying on the field and shit like that. Like, dude, what the fuck? You expect us to keep playing?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's like, again, this is the fucking NFL, so it makes sense. Now, that happened to Tom Brady, that whole game would have gotten canceled.
Oh, the season would have been canceled.
The whole season would have been canceled. And remember, like, he was Queen Elizabeth. It would have just been canceled. There would have been research on how to... There have been research on how to like do CTE and how we can make the sport safe and shit like that. I know these motherfuckers. But since it was a fucking 24-year-old, what, was he a rookie?
No, DeMar's in his second or third year.
Oh, okay, the second, third year. He was only 24 years old. And just like that, just got and it was just a wrap. So I don't know if he ever plays football again. So if that was me, I probably wouldn't do it. But, you know, that's not me. He has a love of the game. And if he just do some good testing and shit like that, he'll probably be back by next season, hopefully. But thank God he's alive.
No, absolutely. I think it also says a lot. Number one, just about fans in general. That seemed to be the one thing that brought the country together for the past 2 weeks, was seeing, you know, just seeing what the outcome was going to be, because legitimately that man stopped breathing a couple times on the field. I think another thing that it opened up people's eyes, and it finally opened up their eyes, which we're going to see if they remember down the road, if the situation causes, these players' contracts, they're not only not guaranteed, but if they go to IR, they definitely ain't guaranteed. And it was reported on that because it said the Bills were going to honor the rest of his contract after they put him on injured reserve. And a lot of people were shook, asking, wait, their contracts, they could stop getting paid if they get hurt. And that's what you know, people like me who have worked inside a building before have been saying, yes, these contracts are for what these men do. They're grossly underpaid. There's only at most 10 guys that are going to accumulate millions over the course of their contract. Everybody else is, you know, don't get me wrong, six figures is six figures. It's not a terrible thing, but you're one hit. We literally just seen you're one hit away where it's not only over, it's over. So I think that's going to start some discussions in the offseason with the Players Association because, you know, salute for the Bills for honoring DeMar's contract. But you got other guys that have went to the IR and they're not going to get paid. So I think that's going to open up great discussions moving forward. And in terms of lockouts, hopefully people do remember that's not on the players. This was the worst, you know, I wouldn't say the worst outcome. The worst outcome obviously would have been death, but this was as close to the worst outcome you could see. Hopefully that does go into some change.
Yeah, hopefully that happens. But but he's good. They said like it took probably 2 days for him to fully like wake up. And then when he woke up, the first thing he wrote on there was just like, "Did we win?" And then the doctors go and say, "No." He's like, "No, you won. You won in life." Kind of fucking shut up, Dad.
What kind of shit is that?
Shut up, Dad. The marathon continues. And the niggas didn't say that shit. No, he didn't say that.
That was the first thing that came to mind. I was, you know, I watched it. I didn't comment anything because, you know, it was a heartfelt story. So I didn't want to be too pessimist or, you know, insensitive or anything. But game was the first thing that came to mind was that nigga didn't say that shit.
Nah, I bet I would have just literally just, if I was him, I'd be like, oh, that's cool. But seriously, who won the game? Just now we could go back to the game situation of it. That was a very important game for the Bills and Bengals. That was like seeding. And because of that situation, they had to cancel the whole game. So
they thought they were gonna be able to play it. Yeah, thought they're gonna be able to postpone it till what was it, mid last week, and after a while they were just like, you know what, we don't have time for this. So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna give you four different scenarios, and all of them include playing at a neutral site for the AFC title game. So all I know is that if the Bengals or Bills, one of those two makes it to the AFC title game, it's an automatic neutral site. That's really interesting to see.
If I was Kansas City, I'd be happy as hell. I'd be like, well, shit, you have to say nothing but a word. they're the number one seed.
Exactly.
That means at this point, because I'm looking at the playoffs right now in the AFC right now, like the wild card is the Jaguars and Chargers. Shout out to the Jaguars, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
One of my picks went through. The Jets, you know, I praised the Jets, and then we went off air, and they completely lost like the last five or six games of the year. So they found a way to jet.
And the Dolphins
didn't do much better. They, you know, were like, I guess somebody got to win this game. So they went and beat the Jets. But they, I think over the course of the final, what was it? Leading into week 18, both those teams were 0-10.
Yeah. That's how it allowed them niggas were never the same.
Yeah, that's how it allowed the Patriots to come in and be like, oh, we still have a shot, but
yeah, they didn't. But as I'm looking at this right now, it's gonna next week for the wild card weekend, we got the Chargers and Jaguars. And who do you got for that one?
I like the Chargers, but after losing Mike Will, something tells me the Jags are going to take that one.
They lost Mike Will
in a stupid situation. I don't even think they should have been out. I don't know why they were out there, to be honest.
They were gonna
have the fifth seed regardless.
Oh, wow. So there was no point last week.
It was irrelevant for them. They had the fifth seed. It wasn't no matter what.
Figures. Yeah. And then we got the Bengals and Ravens, and I'm picking the Bengals because it depends on if Lamar Jackson wants to play or not. Because
even if he does, that's a nasty game. Okay, the Ravens are disgusting without Lamar Jackson.
Literally, I hate watching them. They're a whole different team. They're Blaine Gabbert on the Niners after Cap left. That's who they are.
Yeah. Like, I hate watching that damn team.
Yeah, they won 10 games and lost the rest. That's fucking nuts to me. Or they didn't lose
all. No, absolutely. Man, but,
yeah. And then we got the Dolphins and Bills. That could be an interesting game. But I'm going for the Bills.
Yeah, Bills gonna. Bills are riding on high emotions. You saw what some would say was miracle plays to even start their game off against the Patriots, taking it all the way back to the house on a 105-103 kickoff return.
Multiple returns. Yeah.
Yeah, Miami. I don't think Miami gonna do good in that cold. They won't end up, you know, being like Michael Irvin.
We cold. Nah, but seriously though, like, I'm looking at the Kansas City one because they're the number one seed. I'm just gonna pencil them into the AFC Championship because I do not see the Chargers or the Jaguars beating them. So I'm just gonna pencil them in because it's Kansas City.
Well, that's all I'm going for the wild card right now. I'm only going to do wild card. I gotta wait to see how everything else plays out.
I know, but with me, I'm just looking at I'm looking at who Kansas City has to go against. I'm like, nah, it's Kansas City. I'm just like, no, Kansas City in the AFC Championship. I don't know who they're gonna go against, but who it's gonna be. Shit.
They hoping for the Ravens or the Dolphins.
Yeah, either way. Yeah, they don't want the Bengals, see, because they're just no.
But, right.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we go to the NFC West. To the NFC. And we got the fucking Cowboys and Bucks. The Cowboys, bring your asses to the stand.
Oh, no, we can't do that just yet. We got to play that for later. It ain't one of those.
No, okay.
I don't know why I got to bring the ass to the stand. I told you the Eagles are going to be the number one seed. So what does it matter?
But how they played last week against the Commanders was disgusting. Your boy Dak was playing like a whore.
That ain't my boy. He ain't on my team no more. I traded him. And by the way, let's run it up.
And I've been waiting.
City
baby.
Boys back-to-back champions.
Yeah, I was right there when you won it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was an ass whipping. It wasn't. To use the Bengals and Bills game, it would have been a disgrace to the Bills and Bengals because it was not close. It wasn't. And then I took third place. Yeah. I took third place in my other dynasty league. Was a semifinal round. I went out like the Packers last year. They scored, and then it was like, are you going to score again? Are you going to do anything again? And nothing happened. And next thing you know, the Niners won. That was basically what happened in my fantasy matchup 2 weeks ago. But no, in terms of Dak, I ain't got that. I care less. You know who won it for me?
Who?
That boy Purdy.
Give me a hell yeah.
We'll get to him soon enough.
No, but let's talk about it now. Let's get into it now.
Ten in a row, people. 10 in a row for my Niners.
Yeah.
Shit, this is the most wildest fucking season we've ever had.
I tried telling you about the Raiders and Niners game. I tried telling you that was the reason why I canceled my trip. I wasn't going to go waste money on that.
We should have went to that because that was a classic-ass game, though. That was game.
Well, of course, but I wasn't going to waste my money. I knew what the outcome was going to be. You kept telling me, oh, see, you guys have a chance. I said, keep watching. I don't trust that secondary.
I'm the Niner fan. Well, I told you it was going to be a game. I did tell you that.
That's fine. I told you it could have not been a game. It could have been a game. I told you the reason why the Raiders was going to lose, that damn secondary. Last time we recorded, Derek Carr was the starting quarterback. Now we're recording and Derek Carr is on his way to beat the next Russell Wilson. So I don't know, you know. I have no idea what's going on with that. I do know Devontae came out and showed out. That's all I know.
Sure did.
Showed out. Josh Jacobs said, fuck your number one defense.
That ran all over us.
I can't remember the quarterback's name that came in, but, you know, he shows some pocket presence.
Heisenberg. What the fuck's his name?
I was going to call him Stockholm Syndrome. I'm gonna call him Stockholm Syndrome, but yeah, I know that's not.
I thought you were gonna call him the Peter Man.
Peter Man was in Chicago.
Yeah, he was.
What was I gonna say? Oh, the offense showed out, did what was supposed to do. Max Crosby showed out, did what he was supposed to do. But what did I tell you? It was that damn secondary.
Max Crosby didn't show out. He didn't get nothing. I mean, he put pressure on my boy.
He showed out. It didn't matter if he didn't get the sacks or whatever. He was consistently putting pressure. It was the secondary.
Oh, yeah, it was. You called every pick. And you're like, yep, there it is.
Yep. Oh, look, he don't want that ball. No, he just wants to jump. He just wants cardio.
That last play when fucking Purdy threw it, when he got sacked, when he almost got sacked, and the ball was just floating in the air, and now you just jumped in the air. And you're like, see, it's fucking secondary. Why is he staring looking at that shit? And I just started laughing. But then Robbie Gould just missed a damn field goal.
Yeah, nuts. And then another pick in overtime, and then Robbie Gould was like, yeah, I can't miss no more. And that was the game. And a hell of a game. Another one for the ages. I don't know the violence meter on that, but I know it was on and popping.
Well, I heard it was peaceful in Vegas. I don't think a lot of fights happened.
Nobody trying to get banned from Vegas. I understand that. I can see that.
Yeah, I understand that too. But the Niners needed some help to get the number one seed. So we were hoping, because the Giants made their playoffs, so we were hoping the Giants would start people because they go against the damn Ravens. Not the Ravens, the Eagles. But the Giants were just like, nah, we're going to rest everybody. And Jalen Hurts.
No.
Yeah. And Jalen Hurts came back because he was forced to come back to protect that number one spot, and they beat the shit out of the Giants. I mean, the Giants had one fucking job, but that's cool. I'd rather just play all the way through. Fuck the fucking bye week. I'd rather just play through. And the Eagles need that.
And lo and behold, the one team that you thought thought you were done with and you was ready to piss on their grave. That's the number one matchup for y'all.
Just can't. Yes, because they won against the fucking Rams, and the Packers lost. Bye-bye, Aaron Rodgers. We talk about that real quick, the whole Aaron Rodgers
shit. The Lions.
Lost to the Lions. Lions, hey, man, Lions could have made the damn playoffs if fucking Seattle lost. We would have been going against the Lions.
As far as I'm concerned, the Lions won the Super Bowl because they had a 9-8 record. They won the Super Bowl. The Lions are champions. Congratulations.
That's a winning season. They just missed the playoffs. And honestly, I'm kind of happy we're not going against the Lions because the way they've been playing, they were kind of spooky. And I was just like, and for the past few weeks, every sports analyst was breaking down Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Oh, the most, no one in the NFC wants to go against the fucking Packers. No one wants to see Aaron Rodgers. Completely ignoring the fact that another team in the NFC, the Niners, won 10 straight with their third-string quarterback. I was kind of like, man, I hope they kill this narrative. And that's exactly what the Lions did. And then Aaron Rodgers all walking off the field all quiet, shushing the camera away from him. Like, oh, you ain't talking now, are you? Oh, okay. Now he's going to do I know. Maybe I'm just going to retire. Maybe I'm not. No. Aaron Rodgers doing the same shit Brett Favre did. Funny how that works.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Anyway.
Die and be a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Exactly. Well, who's their backup again on the Packers? What's his name?
Love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call him Buddy Love.
Anyway. I'm going to say that. Just call him Buddy Love. So Niners got the Seahawks. Niners better win. That's all I'm gonna say.
I know it might disgust you, but can we give a round of applause to Geno Smith? They thought Geno Smith was going to. I mean, the whole world thought he was just coming in just to fill a spot, and they were going to pick somebody up off the waiver wire. This man threw for over 4,000 yards, had 30 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions. The funny thing is, there was only one person on the planet that I know of that actually predicted that exact stat line.
Who?
Amin Al-Hassan did it on the Dan Le Batard show right at the start of the season. Said he's going to go all out on a limb, 4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. I'll be damned if that wasn't the stat line.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to applaud for Geno Smith, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like Geno Smith, especially when he's on.
Yeah, nah, hell of a man. He did the damn thing.
He was injured for him. That's why why he got kicked off and shit like that. But right. I'm happy for him. Now we got to knock him out again. Sorry.
He's a Geno, my nigga. I hate it. Had to be him.
Yeah, right. Russell Wilson is at home watching his old team be in the playoffs. Man.
Russell Wilson is at home. No, Russell Wilson's at home with Sierra making another baby. Salute to that man. If I had Sierra, I wouldn't care. I'd finesse the bag and wouldn't care about how I looked on the field either. Salute.
So, okay, I'm going to ask you this question. Who's going to blow it, the Vikings, Cowboys, or both?
Come on, man. You know the answer to this.
No, that's a rhetorical question, but I'm like, who's going to do it first, the Vikings or the Cowboys?
Come on, man.
Because you could be right either way. Who's going to do it? I'm asking exactly. You who's going to do it first.
Well, the Cowboys play Monday night. So there's only one answer.
Yeah.
Cowboys play Monday night.
Kirk Cousins.
I'm actually surprised the Niners and Seahawks are what starts off the NFL playoffs. I was actually surprised that wasn't a Sunday night.
Yeah, game. I was surprised about that, too, because we put on classics.
Yeah.
I guess they want Tom Brady at prime time.
Right. I have no faith in Kirk Cousins whatsoever. The Cowboys may have a shot just because the Bucks have been shaky throughout the season, even though they've been hot to end the season. So that one's honestly, that's a toss-up game. It just depends on which Cowboys team wants to show up. I don't know. You never know with them. One day they look good. Next day it's like, Jesus, get them into the draft lottery ASAP. But them Vikings, I have no faith in them Vikings. None. I believe Daniel Jones is going to be nothing but Danny Dimes. He might even extend it. You know how Mike Will made it? He might be Danny Dimes on a hoe. We might call him Danny Dimes on a hoe after this. I have no faith in Kirk Cousins. Justin Jefferson, I pray for his soul. Cook, I pray for his soul. I don't have faith in Kirk Cousins.
No one has faith in the Vikings or the Cowboys. Because the Vikings and the Bucks and Cowboys, that's the Monday night game. And because they want Tom Brady on Monday night, so I guess. Mm-hmm. And, it's Dallas, the fucking Cowboys, so I guess. But you're right. The Niners and Seahawks should be a primetime game. That should not be the 1:30 game. That should be a nighttime in the lights. But whatever.
No, absolutely.
We're destined to fight forever. Even though we're in the same division, but we're destined to fight forever. I mean, obviously.
Right.
And meanwhile, the Eagles are just chilling in the bye week, licking their wounds. Because they're going to need it.
Yep. And the Cardinals is pretty much dead. And HBO is loving it.
Woo, boy!
HBO salivating. They looking at getting Hard Knocks 3 times a year now. They want a Hard Knocks for they want to watch the front office Hard Knocks. Then they want the preseason Hard Knocks. Then they want in-season Hard Knocks. Ooh, Hard Knocks all year. I'm here for it.
The Lions, because this is just depressing. Because I'm not gonna lie, when I was watching the game, because they said, because JJ Watt, he retired now. But when I was watching the game, when I was watching the game, I was like, it would be nice if we give them one win, because we already got the second seed, we'll be fine. No, we just destroyed them niggas. It's like, damn, Brock had like 3 touchdowns.
It just kept going all downhill. And next now they're reporting that, it's not reported. It's already been out. Kingsbury, he's out as head coach. Their GM is taking a leave of absence. And then a report came out today that they're going to try and move DeAndre Hopkins. It's bad. It's bad out there.
They're done. Damn, they're just in the playoffs 2 seasons ago. Ain't that? They were the number one seed, too, in the playoffs. Ain't that a bitch?
Tough break, nigga. There's always FUBU.
Exactly. Anyway, as we continue on with playoffs, and then we got a whole month of this, and it's going to be, Lions get what they deserve. We will see.
Yep.
So exciting.
Somebody else got what they deserve.
Somebody did this.
Well, He did that shit.
I told you that nigga shouldn't have put out that damn album. I told you.
Yeah. Daystar, yeah, he sure didn't. Yeah, yeah, I know. I told you, we don't know what we're talking about.
Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez is locked up now. Guilty. Yeah. He's locked up now, but yeah, he got found guilty for shooting Megan Thee Stallion.
No. He wasn't found guilty of that. That's why it makes even more sense as to why his ass is locked up right now. His lawyer should be held in contempt for war crimes. I don't know how the hell you would even try to get him off that way. And then one minute it's, well, he wasn't even there. And the next minute was like, well, he ain't had the gun at that time. Whole story was fucked up at that point. He's basically in jail for everything but shooting Megan when you think about it. He's in jail because he had possession of the weapon. He's in jail because it was reckless endangerment, basically. Dang. And the last one was for aggravated assault. And aggravated assault, for those who don't know, it doesn't necessarily have to mean that he physically attacked her or shot her. Aggravated assault could just mean that you just threatened somebody. From that perspective, his lawyer is shit.
Yeah, so pretty much he is facing about 20 years in prison for just pretty much being with a gun and just being a wild and ass nigga. Yep. Yeah, and after that, when I heard the phone call he made from jail after everything went down, and I heard that shit, I'm just like, oh, goddamn.
If they played that phone call on one of the remixes on R. Kelly's new album, him and R. Kelly did a remix. Oh. I did it. Me too.
Me too. Nigga, me too.
Featuring OJ. Well, if I would have done it.
Now he has to sit his ass down. He gets sentenced in a few weeks. Probably, I think at the end of the month he gets sentenced. So, I don't know what to say. I mean, pretty much everyone publicly just feels like you shot the girl. And that's pretty much what happened. So,
I just want to examine real quick. I want to examine, how would you feel if you thought that you was going to have a nice Christmas feast in a couple of days, and then you heard right guilty. Before
Christmas Eve.
You heard guilty. You can't comfortably watch no NFL. You can't comfortably watch no basketball. I don't even think he had the good mac and cheese. I think he had the basic mac and cheese. He had the one cheese mac and cheese, not the 10 cheese mac and cheese.
Then he had that little muffin or that little strawberry muffin cake or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad for him, man. God damn. Well, I mean, just 2 years ago, he literally would have. He was like the number one draft pick. He was MVP. And then literally after one night, because he couldn't stay in the fucking house, he just fucked it all up.
I won't even blame him staying. I won't even blame him staying in the house. He was just feeling himself while he was out the house.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. It ain't nothing to not stay in the house. He was just feeling himself too much to go that route. Yeah, that trial was definitely an example of why you follow the professionals and why you don't follow the shade room, why you don't follow academics, why you don't follow, shade room and academics, they great for what they're great at. But when it comes to this factual shit, keep it to the pros.
Let's get through it.
Yeah.
Literally. Even then, it was all going back. If I didn't know who to believe when all that shit was going on, it was just like, even when I would go word for word from what a professional just said, all of a sudden they'd be like, oh no, you didn't, that's not what that person said. They said this and that. And I'm like, what the fuck? What? I'm not even, all right, whatever. I'm just going to shut up. And that's what I did. I just shut up.
What kind of shit is that?
So,
All I know is Kelsey. Kelsey was lying. I think we can all walk away from that.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think that's all here and there, you know. What else do I want to talk about? Prayers up for Megan. I believe she got as much justice as she could receive under the circumstances. Because he was not found guilty of shooting her. It was for everything else but shooting her. But I believe that justice was served in that position. Tory Lanez's stepdad was his dad or his stepdad.
That was his dad.
as a result of his dad, blame everything on Roc Nation. It's all right. That's how we rocking in 2023. It's Roc Nation's fault. Blame you can't Roc lose Nation. Weight. Yes, it's Roc blame Nation's Jay-Z. Fault. Yeah, it's Roc Nation's fault why you can't go vegan. You know what I'm saying? It's Roc Nation's fault why you can't get that loan. All of it. It's Roc Nation's fault.
It's Roc Nation's fault it's fucking raining out here in California.
Yeah exactly. Yeah.
Fucking wild, man. Anyway,
but it's not Roc Nation's fault that what the Raiders secondary did. That's the secondary. You can't blame Roc Nation for that. I told you.
No. That's just the Raiders' fault.
Yeah. On God.
Yeah. On God. Yeah, pretty much. And depending on how this season goes for the Bucks, they might try to go out for what's his name? Tom Brady at the end of the season.
No, the Raiders.
The Raiders, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
We'll find out in a couple of months. Right now, it's playoff time.
Playoffs.
Well, that being said, new year, new TV. New TV series, new TV season. Most importantly, new 50 universe.
And I've been waiting, baby.
BMF bike.
MF. Is back.
At least you can wish me luck.
Yeah, man. On Fridays now, that was so clutch. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh my god!
As soon as it hits 9 o'clock, oh my god! That, on the West Coast time, that is so clutch.
9 o'clock on Thursday, it's beautiful, magnificent.
Mm-hmm. So, what'd you think of the episode?
They came out swinging. Spoiler alert. I did not expect to see that woman's lips inside that box. I thought that nigga was getting shined out. He did not get shined out.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah. They set the tone up perfectly. I actually liked it when they opened up. It was from Terry's perspective, the flashback.
Yeah.
Or the narration. So now we're going to see the conflict between them. B-Mick is already, double agent.
Mm-hmm.
You can definitely tell you can definitely tell the differences between the parents. And Britt and I were watching it, and I was like, should have took damn money. Wouldn't be in this situation.
Seriously. She's going, I can't take that money. Like, if you don't take this damn money, get the hell out of fucking Wendy's. So what's wrong with you?
Exactly. But the ending, my god.
Oh yeah, when he woke up. They should have played You Can't Stop the Rain before he woke up. They should have just played that shit.
I would have taken this.
There's powerful niggardry at work here.
I would have taken that. But Lamar is alive.
Yeah,
that
nigga. He is alive. Now, did it really happen? Probably. I don't know.
No. Because what's her name? What's her name is still alive. It didn't go that. This is all dramatization at this point. You know how that goes.
Pretty much. Yeah. But yeah, BMF is back. And 50 was doing a tour, like a, promo tour for the shit. And he gave another revelation. This nigga said that he is working on an 8 Mile TV series. He wants to bring Eminem's 8 Mile movie. Yeah.
Oh, no. This is the 50 verse.
I am very curious about that one. That does seem like it could be a great series.
It would have been better as a series when they actually go back and revisit the whole plot line, storyline. They try to do a lot with simplicity.
And just milk it out, right? Yeah, they could do that. Yeah, they could milk that shit out. Yeah, that could work. An 8 Mile TV series, I wonder who's going to play B-Rabbit. Or if it's just going to be a whole new character and shit like that.
Jack Harlow.
There's so many different ways that funny. There's so many different ways they can do that. It could just be like a whole fast forward. Like, I'm just gonna put this shit out there. It could just be like a whole fast forward. It still takes place in the same universe, but B-Rabbit is now a huge fucking rapper out of Detroit. And then there's like another white boy that lives in Detroit. He wants to like take up, he wants to pretty much be the new fucking king of Detroit and shit like that. You know what I mean?
I can see that. That's actually a good concept.
Like B-Rabbit is now the Eminem of that universe or whatever. And yeah, someone who lives in 8 Mile. Yeah. And M makes a cameo or whatever. But yeah, that could work if it's done right.
Or they could just keep on the concept. Same struggling rapper. I'm down with that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder what song they're gonna use.
Nah, they'll probably come up with some original that will piss people off. You know how the people are.
And you know 50 gonna be on it. Oh, actually it probably just might be M on there. M and 50 or something.
Yeah, potentially. And then we got I don't know if you finished. I finished. Last Chance U. Oh my god. I've been waiting. Come on, I need to get that sound by Michael Irvin. I've been hurting. I should get a whole board just of Michael Irvin sound bites one day.
Yeah, that was a great season. That was a really great season. Was.
It definitely was. You saw how City put them paws on them. You saw what they did in the opening episode.
They beat the shit out of them. And I
was watching, rooting for them. I was like, man, I hope y'all go undefeated. They said, we're going up there. We go play City College. I said, y'all need to lose once. I mean, y'all need to get that ass whooped.
Yeah, they most certainly did.
Yep.
And what was the coach's name again? Coach Mile? No. What was his name?
Mooney. Coach Mooney?
Mooney. Yeah. He's one of my favorite coaches, man. It's JB, and then it's Mooney. They're my top two.
Yeah, JB's out of control.
You know? Oh, I love that boy. I will never work with him because I kill him. But I love that white boy.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I wonder if they're gonna bring back football, like the like another season for Last Chance U football.
I hope they do.
I think they might do. They should do women next.
Like, I mean, just put them all in rotation.
For women.
Yeah, just put them all in rotation. If you're gonna go the women route, Last Chance U, what are some of the sports? Probably be volleyball or soccer. I'm down with that.
Volleyball. Yeah, that would be fire.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one. What's another show I've been watching? There's this other show I haven't started yet. Well, I kind of did, but I'm going to start it again. Have you heard of Periscope? It's on Netflix.
No. What's that about?
Yeah, it's a limited series. It's 9 episodes, but the whole concept is the story is spread apart on both, like, 9 episodes, and you can watch it in any order you want. And no matter how you watch it, the story is going to still be the same.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, I'm like, okay, so you can literally watch it on random. And whether we talk about it or not, we're both going to be at different points in the story. So I'm like, oh, okay. And it's up to you to figure out the flow of the style the story goes and shit, in timeline order or not. So I'm like, oh, okay. So it sounds like an interesting concept. But this other show I've been watching... Yeah, this other show I've been watching, it's been out for like a good 5 years, I guess, is Yellowstone. And that stars like Kevin Costner and shit. Mm-hmm. I think I told you about this, but it's pretty much like a cowboy show, white people show. But it's kind of like, if I can say it in your language, it's kind of like the white version of Power.
Interesting.
Yeah, it takes place on this land, and a little bit of Sons of Anarchy. It takes place on like... in Montana. They're in a land, there's like, he has acres of land and he doesn't want to sell it to the business people, and him and his boys are just trying to defend it. It's like some gang shit just with white folks. It's interesting. It's an interesting show. I told my homegirl about it. I was like, no, I don't watch shows my dad watch. I was like, man, fuck you.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, oh, fuck you. But, yeah, that's what I've been watching lately. But anyway, it's a new year. That means music has come out. Well, not really. I mean, but it's, everyone's still, like, winding up and shit like that.
Yeah, and Absol and Jacquees both dropped, and I'm like, why'd y'all drop now? Like,
seriously. Why?
Yeah, y'all dropped Fire when I was already checked out. This isn't, both Fire albums.
No.
But I was checked out.
And like, we've had, like, what? It's been like, what, 2 weeks of 2023? I've yet to go back to that Absol album. And it's a good album, but I have no tendency to ever go back and listen to it. I mean, I might. I've listened to SZA's album a lot more than Absol, which is sad.
Easily.
It's fucking sad, but whatever. But predictions. What do you see going on in 2023? Like, what bold predictions do you have musically going in for 2023?
I see us closing down our list after October.
Yeah.
I noticed that straight up. Once it hit October, both of us were, I mean, there was like one or two projects after that. It was like we were just fighting just to stay in tune. So I am now adjusting my movements.
Now he's dropped at the perfect time last year. Yeah.
I don't even think he dropped at the perfect time. I think he should have dropped a few weeks before Halloween.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, no, so I'm making a bold prediction that's going to be a fact. I am cutting off my list after October. Leave me the hell alone. I don't got time for this shit.
So we went from cutting off on Black Friday to cutting off on Halloween.
Yeah. Truth be told, next year, how Baby No Hunters decides to move, I might cut that shit off after September. Mm-hmm. I might not give a damn. So there's that.
Yeah, like, yeah. But my prediction, like, music, if I could just go on artists, I predict Kendrick Lamar is going to drop another album this year. Like, I feel
that's he's going to
probably be like a... I know, saying a lot, but I feel it's going to be like a surprise drop. It ain't going to be no four-year wait. Because, what's it called? Mr. Morale didn't get... I mean, it was on the top of a lot of people's list, but it wasn't number one, which is kind of shocking. And I was just like, huh, okay. And I feel like he's going to drop another album to remind niggas who the fuck he is. Like, straight rapping type of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So...
I'm just saying it's very bold because even when he was dropping consistently and regularly, it was every 2 to 2.5 years.
Yeah, but I feel he has now he's off tour and shit like that. I feel he has a lot more to say, rapping wise. So
I can see it. I also see Baby Keem getting pushed first since he hasn't dropped since 2021.
Or it could be a collab album between those two.
I can definitely see that one too. You never know.
You never know.
Let's see, bold prediction with everything the way everything's shaping up. I could definitely see the Carter Six being involved with in terms of hip hop. One of those albums of the year contenders. Wayne got a lot to say.
Wayne's been quiet. Wayne's been quiet lately. He hasn't been dropping no features for the last few months, so he's probably in the lab. You know, so we're gonna see off that one.
Yeah.
Another bold prediction I have. Is Drake's gonna drop another album?
Oh, water's that's wet. I don't know. He's been dropping every 3 months.
I know, so that's why I say it's nothing groundbreaking. He's just gonna drop another album. So that's that. I feel that Cardi is gonna come back into play. Cardi B is gonna drop her sophomore album.
Interesting.
And what's it called? The Coachella list came out. I don't know if you saw it, but the Coachella fucking lineup came out. And and Frank Ocean's headlining on the last night.
Ooh.
Interesting. And I think Rihanna's going to drop an actual single. I don't think an album, but just a single after the Super Bowl, just to get people off her back.
Yeah. Oh, man, I forgot she was performing at the Super Bowl. Not for negligence, but
because when football's going on, I think the fucking halftime show is like an afterthought. I mean, there is exceptions, like last year, but when the season's going on and it's just intense, the halftime show's an afterthought.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
actually, and we talked about it when it got announced. Now that I'm thinking about it, that was actually a very good compromise, considering that we went from full out "Nigga, this is G-Funk." I thought no black people were going to get on that stage for 10 years or 12 years in absence. But Rihanna's a very, very good median because, of course, she is pop. But she's very hood as hell. She hood as hell. So I like it. I'm good.
Super hood. Yeah. I have the TV on right now. The Golden Globes is going on right now. And I think Rihanna just lost Best Song. So, for the Black Panther show. And Quinta Brunson just won for Best Actress.
Salute.
Yeah, the Golden Globes.
Round of applause.
Salute to her.
Culture. What else is there? I'm trying to think. I don't really have any more predictions. I don't know what the hell's going on in the world.
I mean, musically, like, I just strictly just put it on music. Yeah, this is the word of music. Like, musically, I feel maybe Hove might drop another album. Beyonce is probably going to drop Act 2 and 3 if she feels like it. She hasn't even dropped the visuals for Act 1. So, I don't know. I think since all the heavyweights dropped in the past 2 years, I feel, you know, J. Cole cleared out his Instagram, and I feel his album. Oh, yeah, the Dreamville's doing the fucking Queen 3 soundtrack. The Creed 3 soundtrack.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, round of applause to them.
Yeah.
What else is there? I would want a bold prediction. I think Quavo and Offset are going to release what they consider the final album for Migos with all unreleased
Takeoff versus Takeoff vocals.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, I could definitely see them coming back together in honor of Takeoff.
And I got one more bold prediction. I feel Justin Timberlake is going to make his return, and he's going to make y'all forget about Man of the Woods.
That's a very bold prediction, because I don't know. Music sounds so much different from what it was. Hell, they got Jack Harlow out here looking like he's a hip-hop Justin Timberlake, so I think that void has been filled.
In a few weeks, is going to be the 10-year anniversary of 2020 Experience, so he may want to capitalize on that. So we'll see.
Potentially.
Yeah. Oh, man. Want anything else?
Yeah, we have to send a quick rest in peace real quick. Rest in peace to Gangsta Boo. Rest in peace to Big Scar. Both of those got me completely out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting those.
Yeah. Gangsta Boo was shocking.
Yeah, of course, Gangsta Boo with her affiliation to Hypnotized Mind, which is Juicy J, DJ Paul, 3-6, all that whole clique. And then Big Scar being signed to Gucci in 1017. Very unfortunate with that. I woke up with that. I already, you know, everybody knows how I've been feeling since Takeoff's passing. Big Scar was just like, all right, another one, bet. I'm starting to get numb to this for all the wrong reasons, because Big Scar and Pooh Shiesty were two of my favorites. They were the headliners off 1017 outside of Gucci. So to hear that was just, you know, it's fucked up.
And you found out Gangsta Boo died while we were watching the Niner Raider game. Yeah. So that was just like, yeah, that was just shocking. Like, damn, man. So right. Just, you know. Appreciate the legends while they're still here, man.
Yeah, absolutely. At this point, some of the stuff goes without saying, but if it takes this to appreciate, you're too late. You're way too late. I was actually getting ready to just out of random. I was actually getting ready to drop. I still may do it. A Hypnotized Minds playlist. So it was like, I think that was another reason why that caught me off guard too, because I was like, I just played a few of her records and like, yeah, bad situation. But rest in peace to both, and prayers, condolences go to their families. Some final mentions we got. Dana White.
Somebody did this.
Yeah, I got caught in the club.
Somebody did this.
Yeah, Dana White got caught in the club slapping up his girl. Well, when you see the footage, his girl slapped him first, and he slapped her right back. And yeah, that was pretty bad. I guess the slap boxing show is about to air on TBS or some shit, and they just delayed it a week. Yeah, I know, right?
I'm not laughing at the domestic violence. I promise you, I'm not laughing at that. It's just,
yeah,
the timing of it all. We have a show called Slap Boxing, and we gonna show you. Who can show you better than me with my spouse, nigga?
Yeah.
But the what thing kind was, of shit Dana is that? White
came out and apologized. He knew he fucked up. He took accountability for it and shit like that. And then instead of canceling the show, because you know if he was black, they would have canceled that shit. Instead, they just delayed it a week. So,
this is America.
Whatever. This is America. And when it comes to the world of wrestling, He has returned. Vince McMahon, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, forced his way back into the WWE, but now he's on the board of directors. He's on the board of directors. He forced his way back as the board of directors, fired like chair board members and shit like that. And pretty much he's back in charge just to try to lead a sell of the company. He's planning on selling the company. So, yeah. And yeah, his back of wrestling fans are scared shitless because they're like, what the fuck? That means he might be in charge again, which is true. But according to SEC regulations, he's only there just to just look at a sell and then that's it. They'll say he might get sold to either people like potential buyers might be Disney, Netflix, Warner Brothers, like Warner Brothers Discovery, or Comcast with Universal, because a lot of their product is literally on Peacock, it's on NBC, so they might just sell it to them, maybe. But and there's also another potential buyer, and that could be Saudi Arabia, because they got that deal with them and they have billions of dollars. But the real sad thing about all this is that now, because the main people in charge now was Tony Khan, Stephanie McMahon, and Triple H. Now, before we recorded, Stephanie McMahon announced that she has stepped down as co-CEO. Now, old boy Nick Khan, not Tony Khan, Nick Khan is now CEO of WWE, which is not a McMahon. For the first time ever, a non-McMahon is leading the company for now. This That's is crazy. Fucking nuts. It's something about a Succession. I need to start watching Succession. They say this is literally...
Almost there.
They're saying this is literally... People are telling me this is literally word for word, beat for beat, bar for bar, everything that happens in that series. So... And Vince still has those sexual allegations against him. And he's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm still coming back. Because the board told him, yeah, you shouldn't come back because this is going to be pretty bad. And there's other allegations out there that has not made public yet. And he was like, fuck yeah, I'm still coming back.
Yeah. Crazy.
Nasty
crazy
world.
Situation.
Yep. Crazy situation. Only in wrestling. But that's that. So. Anything else?
That covers that.
That covers all that, man. Shit, as you can see, you see our acts, you can always hit us on Twitter. Me on Twitter. Mr. Fab, you can always follow me at Mr. Busby, at Mr. Busby, for lowercase O-8. You can always follow me on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at Theological SP. You can always follow us on Facebook at Theological Sense, and of course on the Instagram at Theological Sense. Yeah, bitch.
Give me a hell.
And
yeah.
On all social medias, you can find me at JC No Honey. I'm busy getting ready to be a dad, so you'll see me posting a lot of Gracie's Corner. You will see me posting a lot of Gracie's Corner. Let me explain something to you. My nephew Isaiah, he has got me prepped for Gracie's Corner. I'm going to let you know right now, you're going to want to slap some of that Gracie's Corner because she got some bangers. A whole lot of bangers. Yeah. Isaiah's favorite. His favorite one of the greatest hits is Months of the Year. Oh man, okay. she got all the trap, she got all the Afro beats, she got everything, man. So yeah, now you'll catch me. I still hate the Raiders, lovingly. The Lakers, I'm tuned in.
Wanna be gang gang?
Hey, come be gang gang, come be miserable with me. It's all good. The Lakers, I already told you what it was at the beginning of the season. I'm still watching, but I ain't getting my hopes up. So as far as sports go,
LeBron's all telling people, yeah, you know what the fuck we need to do.
And then went and walked it back, and I was like, you know what you said. It's all right, dog. you're not going to fool me. But, anything else? Let's see. Put me on to some music. Put me on to some TV. Please put me on to some TV shows, because I don't be doing a damn thing these days.
Watch Yellowstone, man. There? I keep telling you.
Yeah, no, I'm about to put that on, and then Britt and I decided we were probably going to end up watching Succession and get back on track in time for the new season to start. So I think we headed that route. Yeah, but other than that, yeah, all my socials at JC0Hundreds. And again, we obviously, as everybody can see, we're on YouTube now. So hit the subscribe button on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button on Apple Podcasts.
All that.
And hit everything. Spotify. Go to the homepage at Anchor. Anywhere you can find the podcast. We appreciate y'all. Yeah, we finally got it down packed after 6.5 years. We here.
Hey, man. We here.
We're live.
You hear us? You hear us? You see us? We live, people.
Yeah.
Leave comments. Talk shit. I don't care how y'all do it. As long as y'all watch it and hear us, I appreciate y'all. And on that...
Give me a hell yeah!
On that note, we out this bitch.
Peace.